All across North America, something is happening to the moose. From British Columbia to New Hampshire, moose populations are thinning out, and no one's quite been able to point to a good, clear reason why. For the status of moose here in Michigan, we turn now to Rolf Peterson, professor at Michigan Technological University. He joins us now from Houghton. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you, Cindy.
Well, how worried are you, Rolf, you and other scientists, about the decline in the moose population across North America?
Well, it certainly does seem that along most of the northern tier of states, from the Rockies all the way into New England, that moose are not doing very well. And indeed, some populations are crashing, such as in Minnesota.
What are some of the prevailing theories? Because it's kind of surprising that it's hard to pinpoint a good, clear cause.
Well, certainly in Minnesota, where most of the serious research has been done lately, there's general agreement that it's health-related. So I guess there's two major camps among the biologists in Minnesota. One would be arguing that thermal stress from warmer summers and warmer winters creates a problem for moose, and they basically die of energy shortage. Second major camp would argue that it's parasite or virus-related. And there's one major parasite that certainly could explain almost everything that we're seeing across the country, and that would be brainworm, which is a little roundworm, a very small parasite that's found in most white-tailed deer populations, and it requires both deer and snails to complete its life cycle. And moose pick up the snails, much like deer do, incidentally, we think, incidentally, when they're feeding. And then in moose, this brainworm keeps circulating through the animal's spinal cord and brain looking for a deer, and it doesn't find one. So it causes a lot of damage. One brainworm may kill a moose. I should say there's a third hypothesis that you hear about on the street, and that is that predators are clobbering moose. But that's nothing new. Wolves and bears have been killing moose for a long time. And actually, in Michigan, I would argue that the wolf is the best friend moose have, because the moose in Michigan are limited to this high elevation, deep snow area that deer tend to leave in the wintertime. And in deep snow, deer are quite vulnerable to wolves. So probably only wolves can keep that area relatively deer-free in the wintertime.
Now, here in Michigan, Rolf, how are the moose faring?
Well, they're hanging on. They were introduced in the mid-80s with animals being brought in from Ontario. And they've been slowly increasing, but so slowly that you can't even detect the increase. So there's about 400 or so in the Michigan Highlands area between Marquette and Lawrence, a deep snow area where there aren't very many deer in the winter, and that's important.
And on Isle Royale, you've actually see they're actually thriving. What do you attribute that to?
Well, at Isle Royale, moose are limited basically by wolf predation for the most part. It's either that or starvation, because there's no bears and there's no hunting of moose. So what we've seen in the last 2 years, going on 3 years now, is that we've lost functional wolf predation, because the wolf population has sunk to such a low level, probably because of inbreeding. So all of a sudden, moose are free to increase as they are inclined to do, when especially when there's no deer. So that's what's going on now. Moose have increased about 70% in the last 2 years, roughly doubled in the last 3 years.
Rolf Peterson, he's a research professor, and he's the Robbins Chair at the School of Forest Resources and Environmental Science at Michigan Technological University, and he was kind enough to join us from Houghton. Thank you so much for talking with us today, Rolf.
Thanks very much, Cindy.